You mean how would the turpentine man do it, or how would I do it if I had some I wanted to let out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just go to a turpentine man, tell him, I'll call him and ask him what he'd give me, what was he paying for it, and if he was paying enough for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, so much a thousand. They called it leased.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he wouldn't have it for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'd go about that perfect. Now, they called it so many streaks.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they put a streak on their hat. They went over and chipped. You see them chip boxes, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they do that once a week.
Mm-hmm. They come down it kind of like a V?
Uh-huh. It come down in a V. And, all right. Oh, they cool. They come up about that high. And they get on up like this.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when they first started this turpentine business, they cut them cups in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, they got to where, when they got to, well, the first, Brother Cecil up yonder got some of the first cups,
mm-hmm.
and got them out of a swamp, mm-hmm. where they had drifted down. There was mud, made out of mud, old clay cups.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were round.
Yeah.
All right, from that, they got to making a metal cup.
Mm-hmm.
It was round.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I can show you one now, the last cups they made, that was the best cup they ever made. And it was a long cup, and they had a trick. You could just go right down in there, you know, and just wipe every bit of it out with just one lick.
Uh-huh.
Well, the round cup, you had a trick, and you had to know how to get that stuff out of there, too. They cut all the way around it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
break it out in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called it the cat faces. They would scrape that. You see, they'd come off.
Uh-huh. A cat face, what would that would be?
That's where they had been chipped.
Uh-huh.
In fact, basically, cat face laying right on.
Uh-huh.
Where one had been cut and chipped. If you want to look at it, we'll have to take it out and take a look at it.
Uh-huh. Now, they chipped them and then they pulled them?
You see, they chip them until they got as high as they could chip them.
Uh-huh.
Then they had a puller and you had to hang in up here, you know.
Uh-huh.
You'd come jerking it this way.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have to pull it. It had a long hand as long as that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Long there. Well, now you had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the chip was. And it had a weight on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a good turpentine, man. You could eat it. That all you had to do is put it there and hit it. And that weight was heavy as a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But the handle on that hat now wasn't longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, he just get that side. Looked easy.
Mm-hmm.
I know one time I went to the woods. Used to follow them. Certain time boys chipping.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old man, colored man. I know I'd follow him for hours at a time watching him chip.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what about me? I said, let me try that thing. He said, you couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, sometimes, say, you run my hack. Says, sometimes just when I'm fixing to quit on, when I chip out, you come to me and I'll let you try a little bit. Of course, I'll have to rework my hack when you get through with it. Well, I watched him.
Uh-huh.
I watched where he put his hack one Friday evening. He put it in a goldberry patch.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. I went over there Sunday and I got that thing. And I got out and I'd go chip from there. I was about 14 years old. 13 or 14, something along there.
Mm-hmm.
And them things sharp, I mean sharp. Well, I'd hear what I'd do. I'd hit that thing and hit it going there so deep I couldn't get out and I'd have to pry it out.
Yeah.
I just rent them cat faces around there. That's what's called a cat face there where you chip it.
Uh-huh.